in other countries, men are gathering to explore what it might be like to become consciously masculine. Groups of men are seeking to understand how the masculine archetypes of the king, warrior, magician, and lover can be accessed in a mature and generative way. It is much too early to say where this contemporary ferment among men will take us. Perhaps one day the movement will seem as silly, reactive, and shallow as its eager detractors represent it to be. We will continue, though, to indulge our hopes that this will not be the case. Cynicism will never bring us the power we need to face our planetary challenges. Our hope is that more and more men will respond to the inner urge to maturity, and in so doing, make themselves available to serve the world. We offer this book as an aid to those men who think, with Blake, that Earth might be fair, if we can realize a universal brotherhood of Eden. Many of us remember the Kennedy years and our fantasies of Camelot. We thrilled to JFK's admonition that we can do better. Certainly we know politicians deceive us when they try to present themselves as the expected one. But we believe the voice these men are echoing is a real voice, resonating within each of us, and one which, if properly heeded, will begin to lead us in the blessing way. Part 1. Hardwiring, the Male Soul. Today in the West, an immense campaign is underway, sometimes insightful, often vicious, frequently wounding. The campaign is directed against men, against the virtues and values thought to be the essence of masculinity. In its wake, gender roles are being seriously reevaluated. Old stereotypes are breaking down. Men and women are both made refugees in a twilight world of gender confusion. Anxiously, they wonder what, if anything, constitutes their own sexual identity. Women don business suits and become bankers and lawyers. Men clean house and learn to change diapers. Some of this is all for the good. But we are left with the question, are there any real differences left between men and women? And if not, what joy is left us in sexual union? Have we become interchangeable parts, androgynous to the core? While values labeled masculine are demonized, the only substitutes offered are the romantic utopian ideals of the so-called feminine psychological characteristics, now alone deemed fully human. Boys are held to be developmentally inferior to girls. Men are held to be biologically and emotionally inferior to women. Radical feminists assert women would be better off without men entirely, or that male children should be genetically or socially engineered to eliminate masculine aggressiveness. In the final analysis, men and women must answer to nature. It does not matter how far afield their fantasies of freedom from instinct or biological or psychological differences may take them, we are not made for ourselves alone. We have been fashioned by a nature whose rules we flout at our own physical and emotional peril. All this is not to say that all feminist criticism is invalid. Any criticism of nature itself certainly is. But the feminist critique of patriarchal societies make a great deal of sense. A patriarchy does tend to institutionalize a particular kind of masculinity, prone to exploiting and oppressing other human beings, other species, and the environment. But oppressive, macho societies deny men their mature masculinity, as certainly as they degrade women and feminine attributes. Typically, a small minority of underdeveloped males at the top of the social pyramid will control the power and wealth to the exclusion of all others, male and female. They rank these others in a descending order of usefulness to themselves and defend against them with all the force of their inflated self-regard. A patriarchy is a manifestation of the infantile grandiosity suffered by its leaders. These would-be men are fundamentally immature, so in no sense should a patriarchy be considered a government natural and typical of adult men. It is really the rule of boys, often cruel and abusive. We believe human societies have always consisted of boys and girls acting out their immature and grandiose fantasies more or less unconsciously. Brutalized